61 monarchs over England and Britain over the course of the last 1,200 years. Presently today, there are 44 sovereign states around the world with a head of the king of the state, King Bhumibol Adulyadej. How would you like to be named Bhumibol? Adulyadej of Thailand was the oldest and longest reigning king, who died at the age of 70 years on October 13th, 2016. There have been kings throughout the time of history that have reigned with a fierce rod of iron. There have been kings who have reigned with great compassion and comfort upon the people, with a great heart of love and mercy. Many men, women, boys, and girls have been affected in their lifetimes by a king, a sovereign, a head of a state. It is said of Alexander the Great that one of his greatest joys was to reign over his kingdom and to find those that were in great need and do something for them that no one else could do. One day Alexander the Great called in a little peasant man into his throne before him, and that day he asked that peasant man, "What is it that I can do for you?" And that peasant man looked at Alexander the Great and he said, "Sir, Mr. King, I want a great island with thousands of laborers to be at my beck and call, with a beautiful, gorgeous house for me and my family. I want to own the whole island all to myself." And one of the lords of Alexander the Great stepped up and said, "You pompous, little, arrogant peasant, why dare you ask the king for such a request?" And the king stopped his lord and said, "Just one moment, my lord. I brought him in to ask what I could grant for him, and so thus today I say to thee, go grant the request based upon the merits of myself." And though man has reigned and man has accomplishments and man has great wealth and riches, kings of the ages have ruled with great power and great wealth and have touched many, there's not one that can stand today and say, "I am the King of all kings." There's only one that has that claim and that right. David said, Psalm 95, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God," say this with me, "and a great King above all gods." Psalm 47 verse 7 says, "For God is the King of all the earth." Yes, he is. For God is the King of all the earth. One more time. For God. Not man in Washington, I'll not even call names, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Matthew 27, Jesus stood before Pilate in the governor's hall, and Pilate said, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest," I want to say, yes, he is. The King of the Jews. Yes, he is King of kings and Lord of lords. David in his great exalting Psalm 24 said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." And then David asked this question, "Who is the King of glory?" "The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." He answered his own question. Then he said one more time, for greater emphasis, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Then David asked one more time, "Who is this King of glory?" And with a great answer, he said, "The Lord of hosts, he alone is the King of glory." Let me say this morning, he is the King of glory. He is the King of the universe. He is the King of all ages. The Bible proclaims him to be King of kings and Lord of lords. I'm going to jump ahead of myself if I don't slow down. But I want to say this morning that He is my King. He is my God. He is my Savior, and there is none like Him. So this morning, for just a few minutes, I promise not to be long, but if the Lord will let me put this out like He put it in, we'll try to magnify Him and lift Him up this morning, because He is the King of all kings. There is a King that can touch your life today. There is a King that can change your circumstance today with one touch of His hand, one breath of His nostrils. God can change your life, for He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Let me say today, number one, He is the King over all creation. The King over all creation. The young people know me very well that have sat under my youth ministry. They know that this is one of my favorite topics to preach on, is creation. But there came a day in the eons, Brother Shane, of eternity past, that God Almighty, King of kings and Lord of lords, stepped out on space and in the midst of nothing spoke and said, "Let there be, and there was. Let there be light, and there was light. Let there be a firmament, and there was a firmament." The God of all ages, the King of kings, said, "Let there be land, let there be trees, let there be waters of rivers, let there be mountains to set this world in a balance." And the God of the earth, the God of the universe, the King of all kings, is the God of all creation. And not just to prove what He did in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, which showed that He is God of all creation, He magnified it all through scriptures. The God of all creation in Joshua chapter 10, when Joshua and the armies of Israel are facing the Amorites down in the valley of Gibeon, the God of all creation calls the earth to stand still and the sun to stand still. You say, "What's so big about that?" Well, when you stop and consider that the God of the universe set this thing in orbit at 1,000 miles per hour. And somewhere in the valley of Gibeon, Shane, He caused it to stop. You ever been flying down the road in a hurry, 65 miles an hour, I-75, headed northbound, and all of a sudden you hit downtown Atlanta, up there by the old stadium, and if you know Atlanta, everything shuts down. You know the panic as you slam on the brakes, push them into the floor as far as you can, and then your wife goes, "Ah!" T goes one way. Your wife's hair goes one way. Your boys are in the back seat fussing and hollering. They've dropped 2 Dr. Peppers. Everything has gone off. And Brother Gus, it should have. 1,000 miles an hour. God stopped it. The sun stood still. The God of all creation stopped this earth. And yet it didn't go off. Because He's the King of all creation. Luke 19, Jesus is making His triumphant entry into the city, and the crowds are gathering to enthrone Him, to lift Him high, to exalt Him. And Jesus says to His disciples, "Go over yonder, there's a little colt tied to a gate that never man rode upon, and bring him to me." Now, I do know a little bit about horses. My mama's youngest brother has horses. I used to love at Thanksgiving and Christmas, Brother Don, to go to Tennessee, ride up through the mountains with my uncle on them horses. But I do know that I always ask Uncle Jackie, "Give me that one, because that's a nice horse and not that one." You can put Kayla on that horse. You can let her ride that horse. Kayla deserves that horse, and I get that one. But on that day, Brother Jim, Jesus, the King of all creation, walked into town. Brother Daniel took a colt that had never been rode upon. I'd like to think that he maybe walked up and said, "I'm the Creator. I'm the one that formed you. Just go where I lead you. Everything will be all right." Say, why couldn't he do that? Because He's the King of all creation. King of all creation. John chapter 21, the King of all creation, who has a sense of humor, knew that Peter and the disciples were going fishing, and that's not where they were supposed to go. Yeah, that was their livelihood, but Peter got fed up and said, "Boys, I'm going fishing." They said, "All right, let's go with you." And the king of all creation, with a sense of humor, Brother Justin, that night said to the fish down there in the Sea of Galilee, y'all jump to that side of the sea. All right, now they're casting on that. Y'all jump to that side of the sea. And all night long, Brother Daniel, the king of creation, led the fish to the other side of the boat. Till early in the morning, the king of creation walked by and said, children, do you have any meat? And old Peter, in great frustration, didn't say, no. That boy fished all night and he knew how to do it. But not that night, Brother Joey. That night, the king of creation wanted them to realize that he was in charge. And there was a greater task than being out on the Sea of Galilee. And old Peter, in his great frustration, probably said, no! Been here all night! Had enough of it! And the king of all creation said, try the other side of the boat. We've done that already. Went there and there and there. One more time. Try the other side. And there, Brother Roland, is where the king of all creation said, all right now, fill up them nets. Just let them see who the big one is. King of all creation. Stood the sun still. Put fish in the nets. Rode a colt that had never been ridden. Caused a rooster to crow three times in Luke chapter 22. Controlled the fire in the furnace, Daniel chapter 3. The God of all creation put a rainbow in the clouds for Noah. The God of all creation put a ram in the thickets for Abraham. The God of all creation separated the waters for Moses and Joshua. The God of all creation hurled a little rock like a missile when David brought a stone to a sword fight. The God of all creation shut the mouths of lions because he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is King of all creation. Number two, he is the King over all corruption. The God of this universe. Brother Shane created it. He made it in his image. He created it for his glory. He created it without sin. He made it holy. And Aaron, man corrupted it. Man fell. Man disgraced God. And man plunged it into a sin debt, full of corruption, full of chaos, full of death, full of destruction. Yet the King of glory, the King of all creation, who created it in a holy state, still reigned over it, still stood over it, still reigned over it in the midst of its corruption. For he is the king over demonic forces. Mark chapter 5, Jesus has come across the sea with the disciples. One night he crossed the sea with them and he walked on it. One night he crossed the sea with the disciples and he slept on it. This night he crosses over to the city of the Gadarenes. And as Jesus, the king of creation, comes off that ship, there's a man full of demons. And Jesus confronts him because he's been bound. And I was almost going to preach on this morning, but Shane beat me to it Wednesday night. This man was bound, and they couldn't keep him bound, for he had broke the chains and he had broke the fetters. And this man faced awful torment of the demons. Jesus even looked at him and said, what is thy name? And he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Then he looked at Jesus and said, now, Lord, don't kill us. Don't torment us before our time. Let us go in them swine. And God said, that's fine with me. I'm God over them too. Cast them off in the swine. They run down in the river and drown themselves down in the sea. Because he is the king over all corruption, demonic forces. He is the king over dreaded diseases. Matthew chapter 8, Jesus has been on the mountain. He's taught in Matthew 5, 6, and 7 the Beatitudes, the great love of Christ. What it means to know God. He gives differences in Matthew 5 and 6 and 7 of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of this world. And I don't believe Matthew 5, 6, and 7 are all that Jesus taught on that mountain. I think Matthew just pinned down a little paraphrase of all that Jesus taught. Jesus is coming off the mountain. And no doubt, Brother Daniel, the God of all creation, the God of this universe, has been teaching for hours to the people on a hillside. And in his body, physically, no doubt, he's tired. He's weary. He wants to get away. He wants to rest with the disciples for a little while. And Jesus comes down off the mount. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, great throngs of people followed him and thronged him. And in the midst of that great throng, Justin, there comes a man out from behind some rocks that's been hidden. A man that has leprosy. A man that is tormented. A man that is unclean. A man that is unfit. A man that is unwanted. A man that has been untouched by any human for some period of time. There he is. He's unholy. The law has stated it. Yet the King of all creation is walking his way. And in great desperation, this man who is dreadfully looking for Jesus, he's heard the teaching. He comes walking to Jesus. Oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And I can see the disciples. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, he's unfit. Jesus, he's unholy. Jesus, look at him. Look at him, Jesus. Jesus, don't get near him. Oh, Jesus, don't touch him. The law says it. Jesus, the law says it. Don't touch him. Oh, unworthy of the touch of man, but worthy of the holy touch of the King of all creation. He is King. He is King over dreaded disease. He is King this morning over disturbing hindrances. Matthew chapter 21, blind Bartimaeus, begging by the wayside. What a disturbance. Jesus, thou son of David. Jesus, thou son of David. Jesus, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. Isn't it amazing when mankind hears of the goodness of the King of all creation, how much they cry out for mercy. Have mercy on me. He is the King over disturbing hindrances. I don't know what it's like, Brother Kurt. I don't know what it's like to live life without being able to see the beauty of God's creation. I don't know what it's like to be able to enjoy the beauty of my family. Be able to enjoy the beauty of God's creation. Places all around the world. Man, if I could win the Mega Millions, Brother Shane, me and you would go travel with Brother Joe, and we'd go around the world to see the beauty of this world that God created. I don't know what it's like to be blind. I don't know what it's like to sit at Athens, Georgia in the fourth deck watching a football game that you can't even see, but Brother Kurt does. I met him there one afternoon. Sitting in the upper deck watching Georgia play Kentucky, and all of a sudden I hear somebody say, "Brother Tom!" Turn around, look back, there's Brother Kurt and Miss Dale. He seemed to be enjoying it. He hadn't seen a thing. Blind Bartimaeus hadn't seen a thing. All he knows is he's sitting by the wayside begging. And I imagine he's had enough, Brother Daniel. Sure would like to go home and see my wife for the first time. Sure would like to go home and hug my babies and see their beauty. Boy, aren't you glad today he's King over all corruption. He's the King of disturbing hindrances. Let me say, glory to God, he's not just King over demonic forces. He's not just King over dreadful diseases and disturbing hindrances, but he is King over death in the grave. For it was man's sin, it was man's failure that plunged this world into a sin debt, plunged this world into a curse and corruption. Oh, but in John chapter 11, the King of all creation proved one more time that he was the King over corruption when he walked down into Bethany to his dear friends Mary and Martha. Oh, and they came running. Now, Jesus, it's 4 days. Jesus, you know, after 4 days, Jesus' corruption's done set in. Jesus, he stinks. Jesus, you're way too late. Can I remind y'all what the psalmist said? The psalmist said, "The Lord shall help thee." Come on, Landon. And that right early. You might think he's late. I might think he's late. And the world, Brother Doug, might say he's just on time. But the Bible says he's always right early. He's not on time. He knows where you are. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're looking at today. And he's not on time. He's right early for you. And he's right early for you. And he's right early for you. Because the God of all creation is a God over all corruption. He can take your corruption. He can make it whole. And the God of the universe said, roll back that stone. Lazarus, come forth. Brother Don, we get to heaven. This is one more in the time of eternity. That's not time. In the eternal ages, glory to God, this is one, Brother Don, that I'm going to watch on the big screen out of the cloud. Because if I understand right, Brother Daniel, in that day, they mummified them. And I sure want to see it off the cloud in the big screen, Brother David. I want to see how Lazarus came forth. And I'm not even going to display it because I'll probably fall flat on my face. But the God of all creation, the King of Kings, Brother Nick over all corruption, called him forth, and Lazarus came forth out of the tomb. And then Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, said, loose him and let him go. He's the God over death and the grave. And if that's not enough for you this morning, then jump with me over to Mark chapter 16, where on the third day, after Jesus had been 3 days and three nights, early on a Sunday morning, up from the grave he arose. Oh, what a mighty triumph for his foes. He is the King of all creation. He is the King over corruption. And let me say today, he is the King over my depraved heart. Thank God for the glad day when the King of my corrupted heart walked by, said unto me, ye must be born again. Glad day when he walked by, Brother Allen, and spoke peace to my heart. And I said, yes, Lord, I trust you. He is the King over all creation. He is the King over all corruption. Number three. He is the King of eternal coronation. The King of eternal coronation. Revelation 22:1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And the throne shall be no, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. John the Revelator said in chapter 17, verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Let me say this morning, he came as a king. Matthew chapter 2, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? He came as a king. He was celebrated as a king. Luke 19, in the triumphal entry of Jesus, when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. He came as a king. He was celebrated, Brother John, as a king. He was charged, and not wrongfully. He was charged as a king. Luke 23:2, and they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. Let me say, they were right. Their accusation was right. Their accusation was true and on track. He was charged rightfully as a king. Matthew 27, likewise also the chief priest mocking him with the scribes and elders said, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come now down from the cross and we will believe him. You know by faith, I know by faith, Brother Nick, that there's no if to that statement. Oh, he is. You've trusted that today. I've trusted that today. Oh, but this crowd in their great skepticism, Brother Gary, they had a big question. If he be the king, was it not enough? Brother Wesley, was it not enough? 3.5 years as he walked on the earth with them, talked with them day by day. Was it not enough all that he had done to prove who he was? If he be the king, there is no if. For Jesus is the king. He is the king. He was cursed as a king. Matthew 27 verse 28. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Oh, they cursed him. They charged him. They crucified him as king. And when they had crucified him, they put this inscription over him: "The King of the Jews." Yes, he came as a king. He was celebrated as a king. He was charged as a king. He was cursed and crucified as a king. But let me say, he conquered death as a king. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 that we might know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. What's at the right hand of God the Father? It's a throne. And if a man has a throne, then he's a king. And he is the king over all corruption, who will be eternally coronated King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For he faced death and conquered death as the king. Which lets us know, if all that's true in the Word of God, Brother Jose, if Jesus Christ fulfilled everything that's said in that Bible, and he did. If Jesus Christ fulfilled every promise of both Testaments, and he did, there's only one left to fulfill. And Jesus Christ, he is coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:16, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Romans 14:11, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. He is the King of all creation. He is the King of all corruption. But I want to say today, he is the King of eternal coronation. And whatever it is today that you're facing walking in your valley, whatever it is that seems to have touched your life with corruption and death, I know we've lived in a day where corona's been all around us. We've lived in a day where there's chaos all around us. Brother Daniel, seems like the world is rushing into an oblivion of hell. Let me remind you this morning, there's still a king. There's still a king who is coming. And he shall reign forever and ever. Brian Free put it like this: there will come a day that reveals the King of glory. The mighty name of Jesus will forever be proclaimed. There will come a day, no more night, no sin, no sorrow, no more longing for tomorrow. Oh, my child, there will come a day. I'd like to say it with Edward Perronet. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth, woo! Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Edward wrote these last words of the last stanza: hold that with yonder sacred throng, we blood washed, saved and sanctified and redeemed by the eternal blood of Jesus. Hold that with yonder sacred throne, Brother Jerry. Mr. Edward Perronet said, we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song. crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. One day, Brother Bill, the saints of all the ages. Oh, our loved ones that's gone on before, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, the trump shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the King of all creation, with the King of all corruption, with the King of eternal coronation. One day the saints of God, hallelujah, Brother Bill, we will gather around the throne eternal some glorious day, and we will crown him King of kings and Lord of lords. Why? Oh, not because we think he is. Not because the heavenly host thinks and knows he is, but because God Almighty proclaimed himself, and he is. And there's no other choice about it. Let me say this morning, he's the courageous king who will fight all of Satan's demonic forces. He is the conquering king who will defeat all of Satan's demonic host. And he is the crowned king who will reign eternal over the blood-washed saints. There is a king. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Yes, amen. Bless his name. A name above all names. A name that is holy. A name that gives salvation. A name that brings peace and relief. A name that gives comfort. Bless his holy name. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Somebody ought to say amen right there. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is feared above all gods. God is the King of kings. Jesus Christ is the King of kings. So how can that be? Because they're one. And he is still the King of kings. The Bible says he's the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the sovereign king. He's the supreme king. He's the saving king. He's the satisfying king. He's the sure enough king. Jesus is still King of kings and Lord of lords. There is a king. Why? Because Jesus said it himself. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power and all the glory forever and forever and through the eternal ages forever. He is the King of eternal coronation forever and forever and forever and forever. And when there are no more forevers, Jesus said, amen, let it be so. There is a king, and Jesus is his name.